Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, and musician, and provincial of the province of St. Albert the Great, Chicago. And the title of his preaching is Doing Whatever It Takes to Get Out of God's Way.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath, the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. How appropriate it is to hear today's gospel in the context of the times in which we live. Judgmentalism is rampant today. Modern religious Pharisees are blocking God at every turn. This 2,000-year-old gospel presents us with such a breath of fresh air, old as it is. 2 years after his election, Pope Francis declared 2015 a Jubilee Year of Mercy, saying, "The name of God is mercy." Jesus calls us back to that image of mercy today. It's a radical mercy, an unconditional mercy, a godly mercy. And in quoting the prophet Hosea, teaches us that meeting people's needs takes precedence over the requirements of the law. Meeting people's needs takes precedence over the requirements of the law. And yet, religious judgmentalism is rampant today. I remember the late Jesuit writer Walter Burkhardt. So many of his social justice teachings and writings. In one, he said that one of the most dangerous, most grave sins is the condemnation that is made in the name of religion. How treacherous and dangerous a sin that is. Meeting people's needs takes precedence over the requirements of the law. I tried to think of modern day examples that we might bring up in our own hearts and minds as we listen to this gospel today. And I reviewed some of the preaching that I had done over decades before becoming provincial. Two examples really stuck out to me. One was when I was preaching on the prodigal son in a parish, talking about the prodigal son and naming one of my nephews who had struggled for 10 years with a terrible, terrible drug addiction that had impacted and negatively hurt the family so much. I remember talking about it and talking about the prodigal father and talking about holding out a hand of love and compassion to the drug addict. I remember saying how many times I had breakfast with my nephew when I would visit California, and I would tell him, even though his eyes were glazed over from whatever he was on, I would tell him over and over again that I adored him, so that he knew whenever the time was right for him, his uncle was there, and he would never have to hesitate to reach out to me. I preached on this, and I preached on our responsibility as church and as a people of God to keep those hands extended not in condemnation, but in love. At the end of that preaching, there was a young woman who came up to me with tears streaming down her face, herself a recovering drug addict, who told me that she had never been in a church or heard herself referred to in anything but judgment and condemnation. It was the first time she had ever been referred to as someone to be loved, and she couldn't stop thanking me. The same thing happened a few years later when I was preaching on the gospel passage of the 10 lepers, the ones who are called upon to stand there and shout, "Unclean, unclean," when anyone approaches them. And I asked the congregation who might be our lepers in our society, in our world, in our church. I gave them a number of examples, but one of them I gave was the LGBTQ community, asking how many of us judge that community and keep them at a distance, making sure they know they are not welcome. The same thing happened at the end of that Mass. Several members of the community standing at the back of the church crying because they had never been referred to in a homily in any way other than judgment and condemnation. My friends, sometimes, and probably often, it is necessary to simply say, "I'm sorry." To say, "We are sorry." To say, "The church is sorry." And to get out of the way so that God can do what God alone can do. The name of God is mercy. The name of God is mercy. And today teaches us that every day is a day to reassert this most precious reality, and then to do whatever it takes to get out of God's way.